بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the sessions from Sahih al-Bukhari on the subject of softening the hearts, al-riqaq. And we have reached the chapter which the Imam al-Bukhari entitled with the ayah, with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ in, which is in Surah Al Imran 3:185. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. Now, and this life of this world is only the enjoyment of a deception, a deceiving thing. Then the saying of Allah after that in chapter 15, verse 3, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهُمُ الْأَمَلُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Then he cited the other surah, leave them to eat and enjoy, and let them be preoccupied with false hope, they will come to know. And then he cited a narration from Ali bin Abi Talib رضي الله عنه, who said, ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة ولكل واحدة منهما بنون فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب ولا عمل. The saying of Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه. That's okay. And Ali ibn Abi Talib said, the world is going backwards. The world is going backwards. And the hereafter is coming forwards. And each of the two has its own children. So you should be the children of the hereafter. And don't be the children of this world. For today there is action, meaning good or bad deeds, but no accounts. And tomorrow there will be accounts, but there will be no deeds to be done. Now, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. And this is the real success. It's not the success that one attains something from this worldly life, but rather the true success is to be removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيُدْخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْتَأْتِيَهُ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلْيَأْتِي إِلَى النَّاسِ مَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ. Whoever loves to be removed from the fire and admitted to paradise, let him die while he certainly believes in Allah and in the hereafter, and let him give to people what he loves to be given to him, meaning from their rights. These are from the causes that lead to protection from the hellfire and admittance to paradise. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception. And we spoke about this before. And this, in fact, this is a warning. to those who belie. Let them eat from the, enjoy the eating and the food, and from all sorts of enjoyment which Allah provided. And let them be preoccupied with false hope, saying, tomorrow I will repent, tomorrow I will repent. And suddenly the appointed time occurs. And then they will come to know. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23 verse 56, أيحسبون أنما نمدهم به من مال وبنين. This is the complete recitation. نسارع لهم في الخيرات بل لا يشعرون. Do they think that we enlarge them in wealth and children? We hasten unto them with good things in this world of life, so that they will have no share of good in the hereafter. Nay, but they perceive not. The report which he related from Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is of the mu'allaq type. And the mu'allaq type is literally the suspended. And this is where the compiler, when he reports it, the link is missing at the beginning of the chain, this is known as the suspended report, al-mu'allaq. And we will discuss this, inshallah, in the hadith nomenclature. And the mu'allaq type is weak, as we will discuss in the hadith classifications and nomenclature. However, when Imam al-Bukhari, if he is firm concerning this type, then to him it is considered sahih. Then in the next hadith, عن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا مربعا وخط خطا في الوسط خارجا منه وخط خطا صغارا إلى هذا الذي في الوسط من جانبه الذي في الوسط وقال هذا الإنسان وهذا أجله محيط به أو قد أحاط به وهذا الذي هو خارج أمله وهذه الخطط الصغار الأعراض فإن أخطأه هذا نهشه هذا وإن أخطأه هذا نهشه هذا. And in the next narration from Anas, قال خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطوطا فقال هذا الأمل وهذا أجله فبينما هو كذلك إذ جاءه الخط الأقرب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a square and then drew a line in the middle of it. He drew a square and then he drew a line in the middle of it and let it extend outside the square, and then drew several small lines attached to the central line and said, this is the human being, and this, meaning the square, is his lease of life, encircles him from all sides, or has encircled him from all sides. This is about the square. And this line which is outside the square, which extends outside the square, is his hope. And these small lines on the sides of this middle line that extends out are the calamities and troubles which may befall him. And in the hadith of Anas, the Prophet ﷺ drew a few lines and said, this is man's hope, and this is the instant of his death, and while he is in the state of hope, the nearer line, death comes to him. This is an example, a parable, which the Prophet ﷺ made in this illustrated way. So he drew a line, meaning with four lines, meaning, and one in the middle, extending out, and then with lines, small lines attached to this one. So you see, from this, the line of hope extends beyond what is preordained to man, what is leased to him from time of living, which encircles him certainly. He cannot escape that. However, his hope extends far away. That's man hopes to live 20 years and he may not live even 1 month. So the hope, the amal hope, is beyond the limit, while the appointed time is squaring him in, surrounding him from all sides. And what about al-a'rad? Al-a'rad, these are small lines, these are the calamities and troubles which lead to the occurrence of the inevitable appointed timing. This is to his right and his left. To his right and his left. If he is saved from one, the other snatches him until it finishes him. And so the hope dissipates. So therefore, we must make of the square, the concern should be about the square which surrounds us, because it will befall us before this far extended hope, which is hardly achieved and attained. Many are those who built up hopes, and it is like just coming to his home and having lunch or dinner, and it is the last meal. Wallahu al-musta'an, and in Allah we seek help. So this is the square. This is the square. This is his lifespan. He can't exceed it. This is concerning the hadith of this hope, or this illustrated figure which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.